You may be seated. I do want to promptly get into what I want to continue on as from Wednesday night. But I want to say that as a young preacher, I recall, it is one thing that man has done. They have tried to explain everything about your way. It was one profound thing that Paul on that road of Damascus. If you all heard any of that, what I preached last night on the radio, you must realize that he was a very zealous man, and he profited more than many of his equal. And yet on that road to Damascus, he was going to persecute the saints, to destroy them and to waste them. You must understand that the law and the rituals that Paul was brought up in, first of all, of the superstition, or whether it was your way, not allowing them to pronounce his name, Paul was offended, and the hierarchy. And so they went to destroy the saints because they were calling upon that name that they had literally forbidden for them to call upon. And so Paul was very zealous that day. He was. And on that road to Damascus, Yahweh smote him. He did know Yahweh. And yet when he smote him for that revelation of his son to be revealed, Paul said, I did not confer with flesh and blood. I didn't seek the counsel of other brothers. But Yahweh set me apart in Arabia, whereby he could reveal this divine power and truth of his son, Yahshua, Messiah, in my soul. And that is how it was revealed unto Paul. Because Paul was against those saints. They knew the name of Yahweh. And they began to cause an uproar because it was predicated, or Paul's doing or wasting them was predicated upon them blaspheming Yahweh, for they should not have used his name. And so he went in great zeal and zest to destroy them. And he did, he said, he literally wasted. What a word. He literally wasted them. He obliterated them. Took the thought out of their mind. The word out of their mind. And yet in all of that, Yahweh still had a plan. There's one thing as a young preacher I recall. You all maybe have recalled me saying this. How profound that is. That Yahweh says, would a man leave his father and mother, and he cleaves unto a wife, that those twain, that twain is no more two, but they become one. Now I've always said unto you, I don't know how to explain that. But what men have done, even with the Trinity and the oneness of Yahweh, they have all tried to explain it. And every last one of them, they have caused some confusion and destruction, and they have all gone to set up their own little doctrines, their own little ways, their own little formats, their own little baptisms, their own little whorehouses. That is what they have done. Paul did not look to Peter for an explanation. He did not look to John for an explanation. He conferred with the Father. He revealed that profound power of his Son in him that came to glorify no one but the Father. And men in their workings, they have polluted and corrupted the minds of many. Even though they think they do it in an admirable fashion. And people today, they are so staunch, as Bishop would say, in their tradition that makes void the word of Yahweh. That's what their traditions do. Let me ask you this, my friends. You tell me, any of you all that have ever been associated with apostolics, I have. You tell me if you are baptized in water, and if you do not say the name of Jesus Christ, you have not been baptized. And yet when it comes to that name, it doesn't mean the authority. Oh, I know what Stier did. He conveyed this message to everyone because he was straddling the fence. He would not just declare. Where does it say you have to say that? Where does it say in Scripture you have to say that when you're baptized? But yet, those of that persuasion, they will argue you tooth and nail that you must say in the name. They will say that. They will not say in the authority. We understand the power of baptism. I understand that into the body of Yahshua because he is in the Father. Don't you realize that man is the head of woman? Who is Yahshua's head? He told you. Yahweh is the head of Yahshua. And Yahshua is the head of man. Now that is the order of Yahweh. You can't take away from it. You can't even remove that out of Scripture because it is in Scripture. And I will show you in Scripture today. But it's one thing that we, as men, say, well, the name being the authority. No, when you get baptized in water, whatever assembly you came out of, they said that. If they didn't say in the authority of Jesus Christ, say by the power of God in Jesus' name, they baptize you. But when it comes to the name of the Father, well, they say, well, Joshua came in that authority. No, my friend, he came in the name and in the power of his Father, for in the name is his authority. And let me say to you all, I'm not going to confer with flesh and blood what you always put in my heart. Paul didn't do it. And I'm not going to confer. I'm not going to get a general council of brothers and throw something out and see how they respond to that. Because what you're going to get is dissension and trouble and battle there. Well, Pastor, what about this? Well, I just don't think it should be this. Well, I think we ought to hold off. I don't think we ought to. No, brothers. Paul said, I won't confer with you. And after a while, he went to see Peter then, and James, the brother of Joshua. He told you what he went to say. He said, but I didn't confer with flesh and blood. And in this hour, if this thing doesn't come by the revelation of Yahweh's truth, as he is restoring many things unto the body, Shabbat, pure worship, he is going to be worshipped, whether you believe that or not. It's all about him. But I'm not going to change anything. You just want to think that Almighty Yahweh is done to this old man right here. Allah, Elder Crawford, he sent him here. Because he knows that there's a man of faith that will speak to the man's heart and tell him. The elder has done all the things he wanted to do all his life. Now it's time for the elder to obey Yahweh and do what the Father commands him to do. His life is no more his own, and he better prepare to meet his master and his maker. Now, I'm not going to shout as Yahweh put that in my heart this morning to speak to the old man. I knew he would be here. And I don't disregard him or disrespect him. But this is a man that will simply tell him the profound truth of Yahweh. He has spent many years doing his thing, going his way. And now Yahweh said, go my way. And nothing else. He has nothing else left but time to perfect that which is right before the Father. You hypocrites will go to hell. I will tell the elder the truth. I say, Father, I can't say that, but he can. So it has nothing to do with me. And Paul said, I didn't confer with flesh and blood. He tried to get the Pharisees and the Sadducees and say, let me read this by you. What about his name? I know he said he came in Yahweh's name, but what about it? He didn't confer with that. He went to that place where the Father divested him of all of his trash, all of his traditions of his fathers. And he profited above all men in the traditions of his fathers. He said that. As he wrote unto the saints of Galatia, this thing is going to come by revelation, and revelation come by faith. You must have faith to believe. And so what men have done, they try to explain things to others that will bring them aboard. And yet they still have their skepticism and their doubts. I would not try to explain things to bring you aboard. I would speak the words of faith. And you receive it by faith and you don't receive it. It makes no difference at all. That's just like you trying to explain Yahweh. Tell me, explain a God to me. You can't do it. And that's what man has done today. They try to explain God. So they got such creationists and all kinds of theories. You can't explain him. Adam could explain that one that came in the midst of the garden that day and began to speak those profound things. He knew who he was by revelation. John was on the Isle of Patmos for the revelation of Yahshua. By the power of Almighty Yahweh to reveal that unto him. Nowhere in Scripture where Yahshua denied the Father. In Scripture he called him by name as well too. And so there was no need for Paul to write about Tetragrammaton. There was no need for him to write about that. What do you discuss? Because 20 years after he was dead, they knew his name. And he wrote in the power of Yahweh through the spirit of Yahshua. He hasn't changed that. The Father hasn't changed that. It's just in this house he's bringing us to a truth that we can go in the perfection. That's what's wrong with us now. We think we'll go. No. We got so much tradition and trash and it's about to come out. And that's why you resist it. Oh, Elder Martin came this morning. He blessed my heart. He said, I want to come and strengthen you. I'm strengthened today, saints, but he didn't even strengthen me. He said, my son, Jeremy Jason, he said, hey, understand what Pastor Ross is doing. Bless you always for that. Even in their simple minds. I know what I'm doing, son. I know exactly what I'm doing. It's caused some of y'all to get a little roused. You can do all you can to prove Yahweh wrong. You can't prove him wrong. Now, you can show me my wrong in many aspects. I deal with this one. I deal with that one. I bless you for that. But you're not going to prove him wrong because he has a name. And you're not going to prove that wrong. Men have proven every kind of doctrine with one scripture too. Yes, they have. They've proven every kind of doctrine. They established all the doctrines. How do you think doctrines are established? Elder Crawford and I'm his protege and I go to him. Well, Elder, I have a question for you.
And if Elder doesn't answer that according to my expectation or my opinion or what will satisfy me, then I would say, well, brother, I can't buy that. So he tends to move on, and I will go establish something on the same doctrine he has, but just one or two words differences. And that's what men do today. Even in the text of the scripture, I like this about these brothers who did this, because you can tell the spirit is pure. First of all, in the first page, talked about let there be no schisms in the body. And they said there are words that we don't understand. We don't know if they came from pagan sources or different things. They explained that very richly, because they're not trying to cause schisms in the body. But it's one thing that they do know for sure, that his name is and what his name is. He said, the other things I'm not going to fight. He said, we'll leave that for you all to debate about. And that's what men do today, debate. It produced more ungodliness, and I use that expression. It'll become holy in their appearance or their abilities. And that's the truth. Now, you don't have to love me. It makes no difference at all. And you don't have to bless me. That makes no difference at all. He has blessed me. And that's a fact. He has blessed me with understanding and a truth that I didn't even have to confer with flesh and blood. No, I'd have to go on the internet and look for this or that. I'd have to confer with that. No, because you go on the internet, I look at some of those Yahweh folks, they're worse than the folks that call the name of Jesus. You look at the Jesus folks, they're worse than the folks that say they're Baptists. So if that's your predication of what they are, then you are wicked. You are more wicked than you think you are. It's all about his name. It has nothing to do with those hypocrites. Nothing. You can say what you want to. It has to do with the power of his name, regardless of what they do. Look at what you've done. Look at your sins, your lies, and your corruption. And you did it all in Jesus' name. You always say you're cured. And you're still in your sins. It has to do with truth. Forget Yahweh, boys. And I speak the truth from the scriptures. There ain't no lie in that. He has a name. And he intends for men to know his name. And that's a fact. That's a fact. Little Ray Jr. has a daddy. And when he gets in the bind, he will say, my daddy's name is Ray Sr. What is your daddy's name, Ray Sr.? Sure he does. Man has obliterated that. And they don't call him. Yahshua came to restore the glory unto the Father. And have been taking his luster, his glory. And men have taken that away. You go to some assemblies, they don't even pray in Jesus' name. They pray in the Holy Ghost. Oh, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. And that's not how you pray. He told us how to pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed. Y'all know what many will say. That's a form of a prayer. It is such hypocrisy today. Men are so unstable. It is his truth. He told them how to pray. They asked him, and they were the apostles. You think he told them how to pray wrong? He told them how to pray right. Our Father, which art in heaven, Yahweh is thy name, glory. The only way you can pray that prayer is that the Spirit of the Son must be in you to pray that kind of prayer. The Spirit of Yahshua must be in you. How do you know? Well, I'll start here. Explain that to me if you can, the oneness of marriage. Sister Roberts and I are married, but yet we're twain in bodies. But yet we're one. If that's that man's husband, yet they are twain, as far as me looking. But yet they're one. I've never been able to explain that, but I won't try, but I'll know when I see him. Do you know the day of the hour when Yahshua is coming to redeem the saints? Who has that in his hands? Who knows what the hour that he's coming? No man, but who? But the Father, Yahweh knows. Even he hasn't revealed that unto the Son. That's what Scripture says. It's either the truth or it's a lie. You can take it any way you want to. It's either the truth or it's a lie. And the Father knows. And if he knows all things, I think I want to know that one that knows that. I think I want to know him. I think I want to have the Spirit of his Son in my heart. Yahshua said this. In John, you'll write these down. John chapter 14, verse 26. I'm going to skip down some verses, but St. John, chapter 14, it says this. Yahshua said, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, and he told you who was sinning, whom the Father was sent in my name. Now, do you believe that just simply his authority? It means what it says, in his name. He's going to send the Holy Ghost. He will send in my name. He shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever things I've said unto you. Verse 28. We have heard how I said unto you, Yahshua speaking, I go away, and I come again unto you. If ye love me, ye will rejoice. Because I said, I go unto the Father, for the Father is greater than I. That's what he said. Oh, I know he did not count it robbery to be equal with Almighty Yahweh. He did not. Why? Because he was the glory of the Father. Just like Satan was. He was the chief covering, the cherubim of Yahweh's covering. That's how he could exalt himself. He said, come on. Without me, what do you have? Verse 31. He said, but that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandments, even so I do arise, let us go hence. Now he said, now where my authority and the power that I speak these things, or the way I walk, they have come from the Father. I'm not here to do my will. He said that I have meat to eat that you know not of. He said that meat is to do the will of my Father and to finish the will. Let me ask you a question. Even the word L-O-R-D, I look, it's right there in the paper today. They had Lord Michael spelt the same way they spell Lord in the Bible. And they had another Lord. Do you not believe that their titles and the character of their titles do not exalt them over the people? And that's a fact. So which one is the Lord? He's Yahweh. He intended his name to resonate throughout the heavens. It's because a man trying to explain his name, you can't explain it. It is only revealed in a man's heart. You can't explain truth. You receive it. You're sure he, Paul, those men, he didn't try to explain truth to many of them. Now, when a man asked the question, when Philip saw the eunuch, he was reading from the scripture. He said, I don't know unless some man show me this. He said, someone got to show me. And Peter explained it to him. He told him, Philip explained it to him. He said, I can go on now. I know what it says. He said, I know exactly what it says. And if you are away in this hour, if he does not raise up men with a profound strength in them, because the people will destroy their hearts and their faith, he must raise them up with that scepter power, and they're going to receive his divine truth, and they will not fret what men say or what they will do. They won't. And you are looking at one right here. I will not fret. What any of you say, what do any of you do? That's a fact. Not one big, not going to turn back. Not going to capitulate. Not going to try to please your flesh at all. For if I please your flesh, I cannot please him. He says in the 15th chapter of John, verse 26. He said, but when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from now. He's telling us where the comfort is coming from. Now it's either that the King James rendition is wrong, or that the words do not express properly what Yahshua was saying, or that this truth that we say and we declare the King James text, it either has validity or has none at all. We are still shallow-minded, we are carnal-minded, and that's why Yahweh cannot lift us up into that place whereby nothing matters but Him. To love Him with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. You can sit here and say you do, but that's not the truth. And we must arrive. Where do we arrive? Is it continued by and by? Is it somewhere down the road? I believe now is the acceptable time. Do we want to make excuses for our flesh? It's not going to work that way. Not one bit at all, period. And if I'm not a man of Yahweh, I would flee. I would run for my soul. If I'm guiding you down a crooked path, run. Don't come back. But I say that to any of you. It makes no difference. I say, start it with Sister Robert. I won't sell my soul. I love my soul too much. And I love him above all things. How do you explain that? I don't know how to explain it. I just know he's in my heart. I think about him. I think about him all the time. I don't want to think nothing else but about him. What do I do to please him? I want to ever keep his record before my eyes and searching it and searching it. That's the only way I can explain it. Because from a felt or a thing of feeling, I can't explain that. I can't. No, I can't. And you can't even explain the power of love. You really can't. Your words are inadequate. That's why when we see him, that we will know all things. We'll not express that. What you call love, I wouldn't want to call that love. You bitter today, you hostile the next day, and then you kind the day after. You call that love? I say it's a bunch of hypocrisy. I call it dissimulation.
I don't call it love. And don't look and think it's someone else. It's you, hypocrite. Don't try to say someone else doing that to you. No, it's you, hypocrite. Don't say, no, that's what Sister Sharon did. No, it's you, hypocrite. This wicked generation is always trying to shed any kind of responsibility. No, it's your own wicked heart. Sisters don't know how to love. It's you, you hypocrite. Brothers don't know how to love. It's you, hypocrite. For Yahweh so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son. Who loved the world? It was Almighty Yahweh that loved the world. And nowhere in this equation, He's going to be denied. That's why He sent His Son, that He can restore things back unto Him. He wanted restored, saints. It has allowed this hypocrisy over the years, the first apostolic divide from this because they don't believe that Yahshua came in that aspect. It's just so crazy. Because they're trying to answer things according to terminology and philosophies and knowledge of men. And that's where they mess up. You know that thing about the oneness of marriage. Explain that to me, all right? I'm quite sure if I ask all of us, we all will explain it differently. And you all say you feel with the Holy Ghost? Huh? The Holy Ghost will speak of things that it's heard. And you tell me you have the Holy Ghost? That's why I tell you that thing that I don't even mess with. I leave it alone. That's how it is. We all got the Holy Ghost, but we explain it all differently. Well, I think it's like this. I don't feel. Well, I'm not comfortable. He doesn't tell you to be comfortable. He doesn't tell you to feel. It's the Holy Ghost that comforts us in His divine truth. And this thing that black folks call the Holy Ghost, it ain't the Holy Ghost. This thing that white folks call the Holy Ghost, it ain't the Holy Ghost. You got Negroes got the Holy Ghost, they both, I got it, she got it, you got it, you all speak a different language. Well, I go, even the Baptists do that. Those perverters do that. It's the power of a man. There's a divine love in his heart for Almighty Yahweh. And that is exuded above all things. He doesn't resist the power of His truth. Ain't no Holy Ghost. My skin color is black and hers is black. You ask her one thing because she answers according to her heart. Ask me, ask according to my heart. You tell me that's the Holy Ghost. We shouldn't even know. We shouldn't even worry about how we should answer any man. For if we are led by the anointing of Yahweh, the man asks the question, the Holy Ghost will give the answer. And it will be the same here, China, Russia. Glory. John 15. But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from, He said, I will send Him now from the Father. Even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth now, continuously, that's when something proceedeth. There's a flow there. It proceedeth from the Father, and He says this, He shall testify of me. What testimony? I come to do the works of the Father, to restore glory unto the Father. And that's what the purpose is about, honoring the Father. Sure it is. Sure it is. I come to bring restoration back unto the Father. I like that. That does something in my soul. I like that. I really, really do. I really, really do. We need to search the scriptures. Now you will find a scripture. That's what most doctrines are built upon, a scripture. And they're so corrupt. I bless you always for not allowing me to come into this, the bondage of any of them. Any of them. Verse 27, He said, and ye also shall bear witness. Ye shall bear witness because ye have been with me from the beginning. You will know that what I said is the truth. That I came to glorify the Father and to restore that honor upon the Father. He says, how be it? Listen now. Verse 13. St. John 16, 13. I want to move expeditiously now. I may read. I may not call the scripture out. A brother said to me the other day, he said, Pastor Robert, stop it. Just read it the way it is in the text. Don't worry about saying, well, in your scripture, God is dead. He said, don't worry about it. And I'm going to do that. I'll just read it. John 16, 13. He said, how be it, this is Yahshua speaking now. When the Spirit of truth has come, He will guide you into all truth. That's only one truth. That Yahweh reigns supreme. And His word is truth. It delivers and makes a man free. For He shall not speak of Himself. He said, the Holy Ghost, the Spirit that dwells in you shall not speak of Himself. But whatsoever He shall hear, that shall He speak. And He will show you things to come. How is that? Everybody got the Holy Ghost. The apostolic here, the oneness there, the Trinitarian, and yet the Holy Ghost is not speaking those things he's heard in them. Because if it was, then they all have the oneness of spirit. The Yahweh boy here, the Yahweh's over there, that doesn't take away from his name. Nor does the hypocrisy take away from his truth. So it doesn't relegate that down to insufficiency. It makes you stand even the more. Because he's only going to reveal that truth unto those he intends to. Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 24. I want to read that first, and then I want to go to 1 Corinthians chapter 1. This is what is written now. Jeremiah 9:24. But let him that glorieth. Listen to this now. Listen. We all sure knew the scripture. That's why he quoted with Satan. That's why Satan quoted from Psalms. He said, but let him that glorieth glory in this, that he understandeth and he knoweth me. Now there's someone talking here, that I am Yahweh, which exercise love, kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, said Yahweh. Now Yahshua had to rejoice. He had to glory in something. He gloried in the judgment, the love, kindness, and the knowledge of the Father. He knew whom he had come from. And he had no doubt about that. I know who I've been birthed by. That's why I can cry Abba. That's why I can cry Abba Father. Or I can cry that Abba. What is that, my personal daddy? That's what it means. Ray Jr. No, Ray Sr. Because that's his personal papa. Daddy is not his name, but Ray Sr. is. Father's not his name, but Racing is. Father's just a title that's been put there to give honor. When a son truly knows his father, he exalts his pedigree. I'm of the lion of the tribe of David, Smithsonian the first. He was my great grandparent. Sure, that's what they say. You notice that a history of time lately, some years ago, it was genealogy. They were searching out their family heritage. And I was proud of that because in my heritage, a black man other than Frederick Douglass, I could give a nickel's worth of rat's meat about some natural heritage. I've been birthed from above. And I know my heritage. And I know my brothers. And they're of every creed, every race, every nationality, and every nation. From every part of the world, from every corner of the world, they are my brothers. Not that one that was birthed under the auspice or under the offspring of by thing of Davis, but those that have been birthed by the power of the witness that Yahshua is the Son of Yahweh to bring unto the Father the righteous glory that should be given unto him. We missed the boat in many areas because of our traditions and the laws of our flesh. And Yahweh's bringing us back to that where there will be a people that truly worship him in spirit and in truth and not in any form of tradition of our fathers. That's why we can't get free because our tradition, well, you got to praise him for a little bit. You got to sing. You got to do it that way. That's not the form of Yahweh's worship. It is a heart that is given totally over unto him. And he preoccupies their minds and not their thoughts and their ways. And what occupies your mind? I'm a preacher. And I was that before I met any of you. And I'm going to die this way. If I die anywhere, I'd rather die up here. I just fall dead here. I would. If I have my way, put me here your way. And let me preach like this to them all hard. Just go, boom, bam. I don't have no problem with that. Dying him in the faith. My, what a glorious death. Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 1. And verse 30. He says this. But of him are ye in Messiah Yahshua. Look what he says. Whom of Yahweh is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. Comma there. That according as it is written, I read to you what was written in Jeremiah 9:24. How in the world could Paul write a letter like this unless he knew something that was written? He had to know what was written. For this was not written. So they had nothing to go over what was written. A And so he said, according to as it is written, and Jeremiah tell us what is written. If any man glorieth, let him glory. If we glory, let us glory in this, that we understand and knoweth me, that you know Yahweh. And Yahshua knew he knew him, and nothing could change that. Not even the Pharisees, their questions. Not even the scribes. Not any of those questions could change that. He knew it. He said that according, in verse 31, that according as it is written, he that glorifieth, let him glory in Yahweh. He that glorifieth, if you glorify, yes, that's what he says. He that glorifieth, let him glory in Yahweh. If you glorify as who you glorify, because you are in him and your glory is unto him, not unto you. He that glorieth, let him glory in Yahweh. Yahshua gloried. He was glorified, but it was in the Father. He had no glory outside of himself. And men are trying to take away the beauty of the Father. He had no glory without side of himself. It came from the Father. I will show you in the scriptures. I want to establish this because our minds are not really, because of our tradition, we don't grasp the things of Yahweh. That's why we are always with babies. We got to be fed with the meat things. Always the counsel of things. We got to be reproved of our sins and cleansed. We got to be shown our sins. Should we have? Come on, we can't walk in the power of this truth whereby we will sin not at all. He didn't sin. How did he get the power? Well, the Father had given unto him a witness and a truth in his soul that he was the Son. You don't tell me he did not have to wrestle with the component of the flesh? He did in the Garden of Gethsemane. If it be thy will, let this cup be moved from me. He had to wrestle with that. He certainly did. He did. Until he concluded that he was sent to do the will of the Father. He said, nevertheless, not my will be done, Father, but your will be done. Let it all, it doesn't mean anything. Long as you're glorified in this body, that's what it's all about. And he got it from that. He said, sleep on. Don't worry about me. I'm ready to be delivered up. I know the will of the Father. I know the purpose of the Father. I have no doubt about that. Don't you understand that those Jews believe that he blasphemed the name of Yahweh? They won't even speak the name. Say what you want to. That is the reason that they killed him. He used this name that he should not have used. That's why Paul was had such venomous spirit. He said, these bunch of fools. He said, when he grabbed it, kicked that out of their mouths. And he went and he wasted them, destroyed them too. The high priest said, get them, Paul. Because they knew Paul was Elias. They knew nobody was going to stop Paul. Paul said, I'll get him. You just send me forth. He called upon the name of Yahweh. That's why when Yahweh spoke to him down that road of the mountain, he said, who? Yahweh. He knew who he was. He had to reveal his son in him. Paul knew what the scripture says. That's where he had to go back, and he had to go out and look at the scripture and say, oh, it's there. I've been blind all these years. And you've been blind too. Sure you have. And so Yahweh began to anoint our eyes with the law, said, that you can kind of see what? Well, first of all, he's going to show you your sins and your own corruption, the things that are in you. That's what he's going to do. He'll show you your drunkenness and your slothfulness, your laziness. He wants us to be sober. He wants an old man like that to be sober. Sure he wants. Vigilance. To be an example to the young men of faith. Sure he does. I bless old man Crawford, but that's what the Father wants. Whether he receive it or not, it is from the Father. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 1 through verse 5. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Paul says, and I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or wisdom. He said, declared unto you the testimony. I know what it says. He said, the testimony of God. Well, what is Yahweh's testimony? Yahshua has come in the flesh. That is his testimony. To redeem you, that you may be drawn unto me. That you may set your eyes on the things that are divine and heavenly upon me. For in that body was my expression. And I want you with that spirit from that body to set your eyes upon me. Yahshua points all men unto the Father. And the Holy Ghost points a man unto Yahshua. Because without the spirit of Yahshua, you can't know him. You can't come to him. And if you have that spirit, you can't deny him either. That's the truth. Glory. Glory. Paul said, for I determined not to know anything among you, save Yahshua Messiah and him crucified. That's all I need to know. Just Yahshua him and him crucified. If he's in you, then you're dead. Don't have to worry about your flesh. He said, and Paul says this, and I read that this morning. I said, Paul, I've been there lately. And I was with you in weakness. That's Paul talking. Most men will not say, well, that's something. Yeah, Paul was talking. In doubts. Deceived. Paul knew what the Holy Ghost told him to do. And yet he wanted to go to see about the Jews. He knew exactly what to do. You tell me that was something that's in Paul? He knew exactly what to do. He knew exactly. Peter knew exactly what. He knew that that salvation was of no circumcision of the flesh. And Paul withstood him and said, why are you doing that, Peter? That ain't right, Peter. And say what you want to, brothers. I want to think highly of him. Not, we're nothing but clay. We're nothing. And so that's why Yahweh, he knows. Even with an old man, I use elder again, with old man in his life, in this time in his life, he was sent him to a young, not a whippersnapper, but a young man that is sincere. And that will instruct elder in the things of righteousness, in the law of righteousness. No, I'm not trying to get a member. I'm not trying to get elder's money. Don't want it. But he needs to give all unto Yahweh, his soul, his heart, his mind, and all of his strength, and serve him in these last days. He had to bring Mother Smith to a place where she could go, if she wanted to. That she couldn't do nothing but give all to him. Sure he did. He took a young man like Brother Fred and said, I want to go home. And he sent a blessed old man, Bishop Johnny Banks, to shut. And to be a tutor unto me. Just in his way he walked, his life. Well, you don't know what he did. Tell me what you do, what you've done. Tell me your lies, your sins. Tell me your corruption, brothers and sisters. So if Yahweh can't forgive Bishop, then you're not forgiven. You're a fool in sin. Truth. He said, I was with you in weakness and fear. I've had fear too. The response of the folks, how they will respond and the rejection. He said, in much trembling. I tremble a little bit for your sake of your soul. I've had that lately. That's why some I've just haven't talked to. I haven't kind of avoided some of you all just because I don't want to. In trembling. He said, my speech and my preaching was not enticing words of man's wisdom. So I don't have an elegant vocabulary. That I don't have. I'm not trying to entice you to make you feel good. I don't care about you feeling good. I don't, sister. I'm telling you the truth. I want you to know that you're saved and you're secure. Safe and secure. That's all I'm concerned about. In this house, you're going to have a little discomforting because he's going to rub your flesh. He's going to expose it. He said, but in the demonstration of the spirit of power that he preached unto them, Yahshua, this profound truth, and he was not afraid to preach it, for he knew where he had come from. He said this, look, that your faith should stand, not in the wisdom of men, not in my wisdom. I have no wisdom. My wisdom is sensual, it's carnal. And so that's why men reason is, well, I don't think this, I don't feel this, I'm not comfortable with this. But he always saved me, when he saved me, as far as being comfortable, I wasn't comfortable with that. Telling someone I was saved. It had to be revealing me that I was saved. And once that was revealed, I had no fear. I was saved. He said that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men. Don't let your faith stand in any wisdom that David Roberts has. Or any kind of philosophies that he teaches from much reading. David, your much reading has made you mad. I read scripture. He said, not in those things. He said, but in the power of Yahweh. What is the power of Yahweh? The testimony of Yahshua. That is the power of Almighty Yahweh. How can you deny him if you deny him, you're going to deny his testimony. For his testimony is his power. Amen. And that's what it's all about. I will show you in scripture. Yahshua is the testimony of Almighty Yahweh. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 1. Bless your elder. Thank you for those words this morning. Bless my heart. He called the young because they're young and they're strong and they have overcome the wicked one. What wicked one? Well, their own will, their own self-determination. And so that's a sign that they're overcoming their own wickedness. Yeah, that's what Satan used, the will of men, their hearts, their own determination, their sins. That's what he used in you, your own sins, your own thoughts. See, Yahshua said, hear the more I speak no more to you. For the prince of this world cometh, he hath nothing in me. There's no witness of what he is saying. It doesn't witness with me. It witness against me. There's nothing that he hath in me. There's nothing he say can substantiate what I'm telling you at all. Nothing. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 11, 1, be ye followers of me. That's what he said. He meant what he said because he knew what he stood in. He knew the power of faith that he had. So he said, be ye followers of me, even as I also and am of Messiah. He said, even if I have the witness of Messiah in me, you be a follower of me. If my witness is false, don't follow me. Run for your souls. For folks have gone today. They're trying to destroy the hearts of men of faith today. Pastor Graham, we were talking this morning. He said, Pastor Roberts, there were sisters that moved from here, from Colorado. She moved to DeRidder from Colorado. He said, I reproved the sister about a matter. As she jumps up, she leaves. And said, the other day when she came back to pick up her things, she went to a homeless shelter for women. And say, the only way you can leave the homeless shelter for women, that a police officer must take you. He said, all these years we've been in the community. He said, here it is, three police cars pull out front of our tabernacle. The brothers call me, Pastor, you need to get here. He runs to the tabernacle. And here it is, this woman now. She brought a few rags there, so she had to come back and get her things. He said, Pastor Robert, as long as we've been there, she said, you need to let your legs down. Because I can see, let your legs down. I can see too much on your dress, all right? He said, out of all these years we've been here, the folks don't even come out. He said, they haven't come out. He said, but you should have saw them like flies out because the police officer were there. Because he told the woman she was wrong. She couldn't receive that. I don't know about that. I don't feel like you got the right to tell me. You don't. But just by the truth. And shall it not. Paul says in verse 2, now I praise you, brethren, that ye remember me in all things. He said, now you all remember me, brothers, and keep the ordinance as I delivered them unto you. He said, I want to tell you this now. This is the ordinance. This is part of it. But I would have you to know that the head of every man is Messiah. He's talking to the saints there, really. He's talking to those gathered in Corinth with the letters that will receive this profound truth. He said that the head of every man, a man is not a man unless Messiah is his head, all right? The head of every man is Messiah. And the head of every woman is the man. When she submits, she understands, she has honor for what Yahweh has done. She will not dishonor the man. And he said, the head of Messiah is Yahweh. Now, how do you deny that? He is his head? How do we deny that? And men do. No, he didn't say, I know what he says, the head of Jesus Christ is God. No, but the head of Yahshua is Yahweh. The head of Messiah, our Savior. The head of Christ, what it says in your scripture. But he said the head of Yahweh, head of Yahshua is Yahweh. Now, I want to dive into this a little bit before I begin to the things that Yahshua began to speak. Because I have... let me read this last bit. Romans chapter 15, verse 5. And some say, if you don't believe that actually Yahshua addressed his father as Yahweh, you're wrong, because he did. I know what the scripture says. It says God. But he was talking about Yahweh, the Father. That's what he was talking about. He addressed him as Yahweh. He did. Well, Paul didn't write about the tetragrammaton. Nor did Peter, but they spoke because they knew. 20 years. No telling when 2 Peter was wrote, 1 Peter. Probably 25 years after Yahshua was gone. And yet they knew his name. They knew the power of the name of Yahshua. For he was the witness of the Father to deliver the profound truth unto us and in our souls, that we may get it in the inward part. That's why the spirit of Yahshua, the truth was in that body. And that's why he said, I won't leave you comfortless because you need the truth in you. You receive this spirit of me. And so I will pray to the Father. He will send you the Holy Ghost. And that is the spirit of me. Because the Father is a spirit. Amen. I say to any of you all, explain the oneness of a marriage between that man and that woman. Yet they're two bodies. Explain that. I know you and your own inability to explain that because of your arrogance. You will. There are things I can't explain. I don't try to. How is that? Well, in our ignorance, any of you all in here understand John, the bright lad, you explained to me the theory of Einstein, relativity. You'll be a wealthy man today. See, because in that they will tell you that you know the creation of man. And that's not so. And so there are things that are natural you can't explain. There are phenomena in the world you can't even explain. Explain even your physical body. Explain that beating of that heart, how it works. Tell me that, saint. And yet it supplies the blood to every part of your body. Tell me that. Tell me when that thing stops, then there's no life generated in the body. How does it carry oxygen from one part to the other, to every extremity? It does. And without the oxygen, the life is in the blood, you understand, because it's the oxygen that the blood takes to the body. If you don't breathe that, hold your breath in. Just hold your breath as long as you can. Oh, the blood will still course the body, but there ain't no oxygen there. And you'll find yourself blacking out. That's why folks die. So there are things you can't explain. Don't tell me you can. I would be a fool to try to explain everything. That's what's wrong with men today. They want explanation for everything. No, we just have faith because he said it. We may not understand the totality of it, but faith calls us to receive the revelation when he intends for us to understand. Explain this to me. No, I won't explain it to you. Glory. That's why we got such trash today in this assemblies. I hate it too. I don't bear the sword in vain. But I do have one. Glory. Bless you, Father. Romans chapter 15, verse 5. I will read down to verse 17, but I'm going to skip some verses. From 11, from 12 through 16. But just listen. Romans chapter 15, verse 5. Paul says, now the God of patience. But he says, now Yahweh of patience and consolation grant you to be like-minded one toward another according to Yahshua Messiah. That ye may with one mind, listen to this now, with one mind and one mouth glorify God. That's what it says. That you may glorify Yahweh. Even the Father of Yahshua Messiah. Now that's how it's read. We with one consent may glorify Yahweh, who even the Father of Yahshua. That's what it says. You can read anything that you want to, but that's what it says. It's simple. That's the problem today. We've gotten from the simplicity of Yahweh's truth. What's right and what's wrong, we don't know. What's spiritual and unspiritual, we don't know. It's sad. What is he going to do? Well, he's going to restore unto the hearts of those men that he has called. Even as Paul, from his mother's womb, he was called and predestinated. What about you? Well, the same one called Paul called me. What work are you doing? I'm doing the same works Paul is doing. I'm making known the power of his Son. For in that power, you know him. And that's what he wants you to know, is to know him. It's so simple in Scripture. Men have complicated it. I read that again in verse 6. That ye may with one mind and one mouth glorify God. That's what it says. Even the Father. Well, who is the Father of Yahshua Messiah? He has a Father. And his name is not God either. His name is Yahweh. His name is not Lord God. Those are his titles. But his name is Yahweh Almighty. It has nothing to do with some Aramaic. If it had been Jim Smith, it would be Jim Smith. And not Lord God. It would still be his name. And no, it's not what name we use. It is the name that he has given that is hallowed. That's the name. There's not going to be another name given but that name. He says in verse 7, wherefore receive ye one another, as Messiah also received us to the glory of Yahweh. So who did Yahshua receive them to the glory of? He received them to the glory of Yahweh because they glorified Messiah. And they glorified Messiah, Yahweh is glorified. He said, now I say that Yahshua Messiah was a minister of circumcision for the truth of Yahweh. Did you hear that? He was a minister of the circumcision of the truth of Yahweh. So he had to come and express a truth from whom? The Father. Everything he did, he saw the Father do it. He did nothing of himself to confirm the promises made unto our fathers, that the Gentiles might glorify Yahweh for his mercy. As it is written, for this cause I will confess thee among the Gentile and sing unto thy name. Does that mean he's going to sing unto this authority? No, he's going to sing unto his name. As Moses sang the song of Yahweh. He meant what he said, we will sing unto your name. That means he's going to sing unto his authority? No, he's going to sing unto his name or his character. Oh, that may be part of it, but he will sing unto thy name. Paul said, and again he said, rejoice, ye Gentiles, with his people. And again, praise ye Yahweh, all ye Gentiles, and Lord him, all ye people. He says in 17th verse, I have therefore whereof I may glory through Yahshua Messiah. He said, I glory through him now. You must come through him. When you go through something, you must come that way. He said, I glory through Yahshua Messiah and those things which pertain to who? God. Those things that pertain to Yahweh. See, through that knowledge of Yahshua, you know the things that pertain unto the Father. Glory, glory. That's the truth. And because you come through him, you know the things that pertain unto the Father. So you glorify those things which pertain unto the Father. What is judgment? His mercy? His truth? You don't have to say, preacher, that's all right. I go ahead to Pastor Graham. They'll shout. They'll do like his wife. Glory. Let me read something else. Yes, sir. I'll read that later. That's all right. Those saints who say, that's all right. It's all right. He wants to make us free, saints. He wants to make us free from ourselves. Come on, saints. Look at me. I'm not your problem. Really, I'm not your problem. It's yourself. I'm not Sister Robert's problem. Sister Robert's your problem. You don't really. Can I say this to you all, confession? I've loved my wife, and I don't say this to put any hardship on you that don't have husband or wife. But truly, saints, I'm really learning how to love her. And it is not something of caressing and all that. It's just something there that I can't explain. I really can't. I truly can't. There's something so beautiful there. It really is. In my heart, I guess it's in my heart. I don't know how to explain it, but it's something that is hard to explain. It is. When I look at it, it's something there. I don't know what it is, but it's hard. Well, the older I get, I said to my wife this morning, I said, you know, we're getting a little older. Do you understand love a little better? I said, because I'm just a little bit better. I do. So as we understand him better, that's our hearts. We will love him, saints. And that's what he wants. I want to read in Malachi chapter 1, verse 6. And this is what I want to base this on, all right? What is written. Malachi chapter 1, verse 6. It's written. That's what it says. A son honoreth his father, and a servant his master. Malachi 1, 6. If then, I be a father, where is my honor? Where is his honor? If he be our father, where is his honor? And if I be a master, where is my fear? If he was your master, you would fear him. He is the master too. Brother Ray Jr., can I ask you a question, young lad? Will you answer me? Is that your father beside you? Answer me louder, son. Is that your master beside you? Yes, sir. Say it like that. Do you fear him? You better fear him. He doesn't bear the rod in vain, does he? He knows how to use it. Yeah, that's his master, too. That's what Sarah called Abraham. Master. Yes, sir. Because she feared doing things that were wrong, that would displease her husband. If it pleases the king, may I come in and talk to you? If it pleases the king. So if it pleases the king, may I bow in thy presence? And he says, bow. You see, that was a certain protocol before you come before the king. So this is before we can come before the king. You just embarked into the king's room. No, you didn't. It was a protocol. So it is with Yahweh the king. He has a protocol. He has a master of arm. His name is Yahshua. He says, who are you? I know you. Come in. That one, I don't know. Get away. And that's the truth. This truth has been so complicated that even the simple can't understand it. So many revisions. I like the King James. I don't like using that text. watch what I say. But I like the King James, the Old English, because in that you don't have to trust in the subtleties of men, their words. I know that words and the rendition of that scripture that they will say. Even today, the King James is really down on women because they say it's Old English. It has really no, it doesn't express things the way it should. Well, it is the revelation that expresses things. And it does entail of who Messiah is. Although the name is not ascribed right, but that's all right. We're going to put the name where it belongs. Glory. As the son honoreth his father, the servant his master, if then I be your father, he said, where is my honor? And if I be a master, where is my fear? Saith your way of hosts unto you. O priest, that despise my name. Now this is Yahweh speaking. Men today despise it. He said, O priest, that despise my name. And ye say, where have we despised thy name? Does it mean his authority? All right, we'll take it with that, his authority. But I believe he means his name there. He said, you despise my name. The priest had taken his name out. They would not use it. They would not speak it. So they began to use titles, Adonai. And even the word Elohim, even in this text that I have, what's called the word of Yahweh, they said they're not certain of the Hebrew roots of the word Elohim. And so they use it though, all right? So are they in other words as well. And I understand that. I can honor honesty and integrity because you know in honesty there's integrity there. That is enough to show you that. If I'm not an honest man, do I have integrity? If a brother's not honest, glory. Now Matthew chapter 15. I want to read some things here in scripture. Glory. Matthew 15, verse 2, down the first 9. I got quite a bit to read, so I want to move a little expeditiously, all right? I want to move a little faster. Just hear what the Spirit says, saints. Amen. I'm going to change your mind, not twist your mind up. I'm going to give you a new mind, a different mind. You've had that central mind. See, in the midst of this assembly, we've had the black mind, we had the white mind, we had the Mexican minds. We had the minds of pride, the minds of arrogance. We need his mind now, okay? Because that mind is on nothing but the Father. That's what the mind of Yahshua is. His heart is on Him. All right? So we've had all those kinds of minds that haven't proved nothing. Trash, sin, filth. We do away with them. We get that oneness of mind, as Paul said. Matthew 12, 15, verse 2. Matthew 15. Why do thy disciples transgress the tradition of the elders? For they wash not their hands when they eat bread. But he answered and said unto them, why do you also transgress the commandment? What it says in that rendition? Commandment of what? Of God. But Yahshua was saying, he said, now why do you also, that's written in red, isn't it? He said, why do you transgress the commandments of Yahweh by your tradition? Now that's really what aroused them. If you read on down there, you'll see what they wanted to do. He said, why do you transgress the commandments of Yahweh by your tradition? Look what he says. He said, for Yahweh commanded. He didn't say for God. He said for Yahweh commanded. Send honor thy father and thy mother. And he that curses father and mother, let him die the death. Now that's what he said. Why? Because it was written. Honor thy father and thy mother. He is our father. We have been birthed by his spirit. That is our mothering. He has birthed us. It's just the truth. And he said, for Yahweh commanded, saying, honor thy father and mother, and he that curses father and mother, let him die the death. But ye say, whosoever shall say to his father, his mother, it is a gift by whatsoever thou mightest be profit me. Now I may read words, saints, and I don't read the scripture entirely. It's not going to throw you off, okay? It's not going to do that. It's not going to corrupt you. I'm reading a little fast, so I may miss words. And so don't look, gee, he missed, gee, that. No, it is the spirit of truth that will bring the revelation, all right? Verse 6. And honor not his father or his mother, he shall be free. Thus have ye made the commandment of Yahweh of none effect by your tradition. It says in your rendition, the word of God. But it is Yahweh's word. As he spoke unto Malachi, that you don't even honor me because you despise my name. And Yahshua didn't despise the Father's name.
It's not a dishonor because he called him by his name. That was the honor because he knew him. And that's what the preacher had done. They began to despise his name. Well, that means his authority. No, sir. It means his name. When a boy despises his daddy, he won't even mention his name. How do y'all know? Well, Tommy Jordan lives right up here. The man literally hates his mother. He despised the woman. Now, he hates his mother because he told me the story that she did his father wrong while he was dying. I said, who is that down there? He said, that woman lives down there. I said, who is it? He said, that's my mama. That's a woman down there. He despises her. He won't even use her name. So when you despise someone, you don't even want to call their names. Come on, saints. You've never been out there. You've never been in that. Even in the world, when you despise someone, you didn't even call their name. I hate her. That. You call her all kind of titles. Amen. Slut. Amen. That dog. Amen. Ooh, I don't want his name in my mouth. It make me want to throw up. You're not dealing with some jackfried preacher, right? No, you're not. You know you have done that. Our strength is that our honesty. You have done that. I don't even want to think about him. He said, you despise my name. And so any son that honors his father, he honors his name. Ray, when you go somewhere, you say, my daddy's name is Ray Sr. Ray Robinson Sr. That's my heritage. I've been birthed by him. And Yahshua said, you can say what you want to, but I've been birthed by Yahweh. You can fight all you want to, but that's my father. You ain't going to say that, boy. Blaspheming. That's how it was, saints. I'm telling you the truth. He said, you transgress. He said, your commandments, the commandments of Yahweh have, verse 6. And utter not his father and mother, thou shalt be free. Thus have ye made the commandment of Yahweh of none effect by your tradition. He said, ye hypocrites. Well did Isaiah prophesy out of you, saying, this people draw nigh unto me with their mouth. That's what we do. Oh, I love you, Lord. I love you. I love you. Just I love you your way. Glory in the name of Yahshua the Lamb. He said, they draw me with, and they honor me with their lips too. He said, but their heart is far from me. See, I mean, if you all, when you begin to, y'all begin to bring even this understanding, your heart's begun hardened, retracted. And I've been a man of Yahweh before you all these years, and all of a sudden I'm a fool now. That's all right. Call me a fool. That's fine. And get quiet. That's good. But I'm going to press on. Even in my fears and my weakness and in my trembling, I'm going to press on. I am. Even in all of that, you that I've looked for strength from, I haven't found strength. Well, that's all right. But I found strength from those that, even those of childlike faith, they've strengthened me. That's right. You've given me strength. I bless you for that. The old man sat beside you in his unintelligent vocabulary. Can't even read good. Joseph, we always birth in that way that he would be a dumb man in the sense of intellectual knowledge. That he can know him and the power of his truth to his son. And so he doesn't even have to come and quote scriptures. He says, yes, you're doing right. That's all that matters. Why? Because he knows the spirit of righteousness. That's all right. He said, you're a bunch of hypocrites. You do that. He said, but in vain. Verse 9. But in vain do they worship me. Did you hear that? Teaching for doctrine the commandment of men. That's what they've done. Don't you understand that's what traditions have done? They have taught the commandment of men for doctrine, for the doctrine of Yahweh. Was this the way we do it? No, he tells us how to do everything. There ain't nothing he did not leave. He overturned every stone. He told us how to greet each other. Isn't that something? He told us how to cleanse ourselves. He told us how to wash ourselves, cleanse our mouths and our souls. He didn't leave one stone unturned. And that's the truth. Glory. Glory. Turn quickly to Luke chapter 1. And then I want to go to John. And I'll spend most of the evening in John because John the Beloved here. A lot of things that he expressed in there that how keen he was that the Spirit of Yahweh spoke unto him to bring about this profound revelation of Yahshua and the things that he heard. And they were retained. The Holy Ghost brought them back to his remembrance because the Holy Ghost has come to exalt Messiah. Because the witness of Messiah is the testimony of Yahweh, saints. That's what John was there for, the testimony of Yahshua, for the revelation. By the will, Yahweh had to give him that revelation. The scripture says in Luke chapter 1, verse 30, now the angel said unto her, fear not, Mary, for thou hast favor with Yahweh. I don't believe the angel said to her, you have favor with God. Or you have favor with the Lord. Which Lord?
There were many lords in those days. There were many gods. I believe the angel came and said, you have favor with Yahweh, Pacific. But a man would inherit his name, he would come in the name of Herod and that authority. In what name? The name of Herod? Luke, in the Luke report, he says, what power you come in? He told him the congressman's name. He said, what was the congressman's name? Who knows that? But oh, Luke, and that story we listened to. When Luke said that, the old man said, that's a different thing now. Well, if you had told me, you wouldn't have had to spend the night in jail. Glory. I believe when the angel came of the herd, say, Yahweh has favored thee. Yahweh, not God has favored you. The Lord God has favored you. I don't believe he said Yahshua, Jesus Christ. I believe he said Yahweh has favored thee. For he was not revealed unto them at that time. He was not, son. But he said Yahweh has favored you, is what he said to her. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Yahshua. You shall call him after his father. He shall be the sure salvation of his people. Verse 32, he shall be great, and he shall be called the son now of the highest. I receive that. I have no compunction with that. Of the great one, the exalted one, no one above him, of the highest. How do you get above highest? That's it. He said, and Yahweh shall give unto him the throne of his father David. He had to receive the throne or the rulership or the power to rule from someone. And received it from the Father. And I believe the angel spoke to her that way. I don't believe he said God shall give him Belial? No, he said Yahweh. I believe that's what he said. By faith. And I'm convinced of that. And so don't try to change me from that because you won't change me from that. John chapter 5, verse 23. Yahshua addressed his father as father, and he called his name to honor that name because he knew that the name was hallowed. That's why he told the apostles to pray, Our Father. We know you're our Father, which art in heaven. Now your name hallowed. So you just don't just go before him with vanity and vain things. When you go before this hallowed one and call upon his name, you know he has a hallowed name. So you say, Our Father. Oh, yes, you're my Father. I love you. Your way, I believe the testimony of Yahshua. That's what he was saying. It's simple, saints. We have complicated everything. So he had to take them out in the wilderness. Even there in Goshen, he gave them everything they needed. Sure he did. They shouldn't have cried when Pharaoh said, we're going to exact more upon you. He gave them. They prospered more than everybody in Egypt. They had the most fertile land. They had the best of everything. They did. And even in that, they still moaned and cried. I want my garlic to be fat. I want elephant garlic. Well, I don't like beans. They put a little honey, and I don't like that. You find yourself in that? That's all right. He got a place. He's got a fire. He's going to put you through. You know, our Mother Smith used to complain and say this and that. You folks think what's... Let me tell you something. Yahweh is not mocked. No. For whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. You think you're going to get by. You ain't getting by. You're a fool. You are fools if you think you are. You sow to the flesh. Of the flesh you're going to reap corruption. And all that. Everything we have sown, it must come up. So it's best for us to begin to sow a seed and a crop that is going to yield something that's pure. You about to get out of that old crazy mind of yours and that spirit. And if I'm not a servant, yeah, I want to be a servant. Yeah, I like to know him as my father. I like to know him as my God. I want to know him as my redeemer. I want to know him in all those characters. Because I want to fear him too. I don't want to get to the point I say, what? Go on, man. Don't mess with me. No, I want to fear him. I want to tremble when he speaks to me. Because I know I'm indebted unto him. He paid it all. For who? That's enough for me. Glory to the Father. He says in the 35th verse, let me read 32 again. He shall be great, he shall be called the son of the highest, and Yahweh shall give unto him the throne of David, his father David. Now I want to drop down to verses 35. And the angels answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost, how should that thing be? Mary wanted to know. He said that the Spirit of Yahweh, the Holy Ghost, shall come upon thee. and the power of the highest, I receive that, shall overshadow thee. Therefore also the holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called now the Son of Yahweh. It says they're the Son of God, but he shall be called the Son of Yahweh. There's where it all started right there. That's when all hell broke loose then. Saints, it can't be. For if that's the case, I must have me a son. He had a son too. His name was Judas. And he was the son of perdition. So saints, I must have me a son. And he's coming with the son in this hour. He is the anti-Messiah. And he's going to be birthed. Don't you think he's going to be the embodiment of hell, Satan? You don't believe that? And he's going to cause all men, all of them, to worship him that has all authority in the realm that he will operate in. And so that's what Yahshua has come to do, to bring light, shed light on the Father. The light has been dimmed on the Father. Your doctrine, our traditions, our doctrine have dimmed the light on him. Well, they use that word God in vain. Oh, God, I love God, I love God, I love God. That's the way they always say it. That's the way you say it. Thank God. You never say thank Jesus. You say thank God. You hypocrites, that's what you said. Thank God. Thank God. I say thank you, Yahweh. So if I said it that way, I say thank Yahweh. I ain't changing nothing. Glory. John chapter 5. Now this is the crux of it. I'm not going to wear you out today. I wear myself out. I don't mind being wore out for the Father. I want to use me until there's nothing there. And I will stand with a strong scepter. I will. And that's the truth. I will stand. Though all men forsake me. But Paul said, that's all right. That's all right. John chapter 5. We're dealing with the honor here for a while. Verse 23. Yahshua said that all men should honor the Son now. That's what he said. Listen. That all men should honor the Son even as they honor the Father. For they are one. He that honoreth not the Son honoreth not the Father which hath sent him. For the Father, listen now. For the Father hath life in himself. So hath he given to the Son to have life in himself. He said, because when you honor the Son, it is the life of the Father in the Son. The Son had no life without the Father. Now, child and you, sister, you say what you want to. I don't care what femininity tell you. This feminine movement. There ain't no Son in you without the Father there. Say what you want to. The Father put the life. You can pull up against that and walk out, but that man put the life there. So you must understand, he said, any life in me has come from the Father. So you honor me just like you do, because it is the life of the Father in me. That's what he said. That's what's in me. And that's what's in us. It's still the life of the Father, because he liveth in us. Yahshua liveth in me. Yahshua liveth in me. So I can sing like that. It makes no difference, because there's one thing, I haven't been patterned away. I just sing to his glory. So I don't have to have no certain beat to me. It just has to have that lyric that he hath glorified. He said, for as the Father have life in himself now, so hath he given. When you give something, you have to have the ability to put it there to the Son to have life in himself. And hath given now him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. Now, it is one thing to Yahweh. Yahshua is going to judge the saints. He's going to judge his house. Now, the Father is going to judge his wicked world, saints. That's why he sent his spirit of judgment upon us. But this wicked world, he's judging us to get us right. He's not judging the world to get them right. They're dying and going to hell. He's not concerned about judging them, whether you believe that or not. Your daddies, your mamas, your granddaddies. That's the truth. So you've been a son because you have the life of Christ, Yahshua in you. He has sent to judge you. Yahshua judge you. He judged everything about you, your mind, your spirit, your heart. So the life of the Father can dwell in you. He's given him authority to judge. Verse 28. Then said Yahshua unto them, When ye have lifted up the Son of Man, you will know. The only time when you lift him up, you will know. Then shall ye know that I am he. He said, you will know now. And that I do nothing of myself. I don't have the power to do it. But as my Father hath taught me, I speak these things. I have no power to speak them. You always have to tell me and show me. So I speak these things. He said, say ye of him whom the Father has sanctified. Yahweh sanctified him. And sent into the world, thou blasphemest. Because I said, I am the Son of what? Yahweh. He said, you blaspheme me because I said I'm the Son of Yahweh. Why do you think they blasphemed him? Because they said he's blaspheming Yahweh. He said, thou blasphemest me because I said I'm the Son. I know what it says. I'm the Son of God. Doesn't it say that? But he said, that, hey, if he had just said he was the Son of God, that wouldn't have bothered them. There were many sons of God. Believe me, the kings were known as sons of God. That's why when they heard about this Messiah, this hope being born, Herod, he said, that ain't going to be here. The king is born. He said, no, sir. He said, that ain't going to happen in my land, not in my rule. You tell me there's another one? You ain't dead, saints. So he sent forth those to destroy all the children from 2 years down. When he understood the prophecy, he had to understand the prophecy first. Say what you will. It's the truth. It's simple. We've just complicated with our corrupt flesh because we're rebellious. Pride. In this place, I've seen black pride. I've seen white pride. And I've sure seen Mexican pride. Yeah, that's all the combination of folks here. I've seen it here. It ain't worth a nickel, worth a rat's dung. Though I'm smarter than you, you may be. I have no compunction with that. Then who's smarter than you? Huh? All right then. So what do you glory in? I can count to 1,000. You can? I can count to 100. How many of you think you can count to 10,000? Such ignorance of the minds of people. Yeah, I said again, I saw white pride here. I've seen black pride. And I've seen Mexican pride too. Sure have. I ain't going to take that back from one of you. So you don't need the filth of your white flesh. The stench of your black, dirty flesh. And the pride of your stinky Mexican flesh. Sure is. That's what he's showing us. Oh, you get bothered about that because you are still black and you're going to hell. And that trouble you, you're still a white boy, a white girl, and you're still going to hell. You trouble that you're still Mexican. I've been born again. I have a new spirit in me. I'm a brand new me just because of Yahshua. You have a brand new me. Your Mexicans going to hell. All white folks going to hell. And all black folks. They're all going to hell. And that's a fact. And I ain't taking it back. That's what's wrong with them today. The Mexicans think they got something, got diddly squat. White folks think they got something, got nothing but sin. Burdens. Black folks think they got something, got nothing but a twist in the stinking butts. You ain't born again if that troubles you. You need to get baptized. You need me to lay hands on you, cast out that demon. Send you out there to Pastor Dow. I don't say it with mockery either. You need to be cleansed. You ain't going to hurt my flesh because I'm a child of Yahweh. Born again. And of course, I got a brother in the natural sense as black as Deacon Benny, but I got a brother in here just mad, man. That ain't my brother out there. That is. That's my brother. That's my sister. Amen. That's my brother. That's my brother. See? That ain't my brother. That's a fact. See, it takes a new birth for that to happen. Black folks will go to hell. White folks, Mexicans. I will not stand up to defend one of them. I will stand to defend black folks. Why are you going to stand to defend white folks? I won't stand to defend Mexican, but I will defend that sure hope that is in you. And if that hope is in you, I say, get behind me. I'm set for defense of that. Now, if you want him, come through me. That's right. That's right. And so I'm not a coward, so I said, I don't care if the whites get upset.